Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel and I am a supervisor. How can I assist?
Rachel, I received now a report from my Citibank preferred card, and here I paid, I paid already, I can't understand it, $59.89 to organization called Advanced Daily Yoffa Company in Arizona. I never deal with any Advanced Daily Yoffa Company. I want to get this money back because it's obvious mistake.
All right, sir. So that I can best assist, I need to get your information pulled up. So if you could please provide me with your zip code and your first and last name.
My name is Vladimir Morozov, and my zip code is 12822.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that information. And one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I am still accessing information. It'll be another moment or so.
Okay. And it's very pleasant to meet some person who is speaking English much better than me.
Okay.
Usually people there speak with horrible English.
Yes, sir. All right, sir. For security purposes, if you would also verify your address, please.
32 West Mountain Road, Corinth, New York, 12822.
All right. Thank you. And if you'd also please verify your email address.
My email address is like my last name, Morozov, small cases. And then after this goes second letter V, morozovv@hotmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. And if you'd also verify your phone number, please.
Phone number is 518-654-2831.
All right. Thank you so much for that information. And I have gotten an account located, pardon me, that shows your first and last name, your address. Also, it is showing your email and your phone number. And let's see, our system is showing a canceled account for the BiteSub Mail app is what it shows. And the BiteSub Mail app starts with an individual using their Android or iPhone to complete a survey. As a result, they enter a contest, and it's with the contest, they have the option of some items that they can purchase or order. It shows here it was a Dyson vacuum.
Rachel, I don't have iPhone. And I never compete to get one. I don't need it. I'm old man. I don't have too many telephone calls in a week.
All right. We still have to review the offer since we don't process these over the phone, but this was done with the connection to a website. And have you checked anyone in the household maybe to see if someone did something online?
Rana, did you participate in some... No. It was competition for what? For iPhone?
No, someone used their smartphone. It could have been an Android or an iPhone to complete a survey. And with the completion of the survey, it was a contest that was entered. The charge for the BiteSub Mail app was in the terms and conditions. So when the request was processed...
Rachel, what is a submail? What does it mean?
Okay, what is that again?
You mentioned some word which I can't understand. Submail. What is a submail?
Submail? BiteSub Mail app? Is that what you're
Yes, yes.
Questioning?
What is
Yeah, the Bites Hub Meal app is a subscription. It's a monthly subscription. So the charge that you're calling in about is a subscription for the meal app. Information is sent to the customer's email. You verified an email that shows here. Information was sent to that email address on January the 28th, when
So
this was created.
it means that I applied for some meal,
No.
for some subscription of some.
If you that you may, I don't know if you did it, but I never did it. We never apply for any of these things, and we don't need another vacuum, some kind of mini
Which
vacuum.
she's talking about sub-meal apps or something.
I don't know what it is, but we did not apply for it. We never apply for these things. This is a total mistake.
And I subscribe only to the magazine Time. That's my only subscription last 10 years.
Okay, sir, well, this account is already canceled. We have to review the account and review how it starts. But this was an online process. We don't process any of the orders, but it shows, you know, your name, email, phone number, and address. This was provided on a web page, which means it is showing an IP address where it was a link to a web page.
Is
how
the
it started.
IP? What is the IP
but,
address?
IP address has to do with the address of a device that would have been used to process it. But
device.
With
device like a phone, I don't know what it is.
It's a device. But this account has been canceled so that you're not billed anything further.
But however,
and
we
the,
are being billed for something. What is the bill for? This one's
$59.89.
Yes, we're being billed, but we never subscribe to any of this. This is just one big mistake. Somebody maybe did it for us. We did not. We don't do this kind of stuff. And we don't need anything. We don't try to get something through getting on lists and being lucky.
I even can't understand what is it, for what I subscribe.
Okay, well, this account is canceled, so you don't have to worry about any further billing.
Meanwhile, we have to pay $60. We don't want to pay the $60 when we don't even know what this is about.
And
okay.
On the top of that, Rachel, somebody subscribed me, and somebody then canceled it.
Okay, that's...
We know nothing about this.
Well, that's what I was doing. I was explaining how this starts and how it's processed. He just verified his name and email and phone number. So we have to tell you if the information that you provide is what shows in the account here. So his name, his email, phone number, and address shows in the system. So usually we ask if they've checked with anyone in the household to see if maybe someone in the household did something online. But
no,
we've...
do it.
All right. Well, we've canceled the subscription. The company can turn the IP address over to local authorities so that they can prosecute. But it's concerned when it shows 100% of your information here. They would consider that falsifying information since it shows all of your information here. And there's an IP address that they can also check.
But I still didn't understand. For what I subscribed, for some meal, for some publication, for what they subscribed me.
Yeah, the Bites Hub Meal app is it's literally for an app. Email, and the system, once the request is processed, the system generates an email or a confirmation or it provides information to the email that's provided on the web page.
I didn't understand. You told me that it's subscription. Subscription for what? Many years ago, I was subscribed to newspapers, to magazines. In this case, for what they subscribed me?
The Bites Hub Meal app is a monthly subscription. It provides a customer with, it helps a customer to count calories, provides you with recipe plans, gives you meal guides to help you to eat healthier. It helps you to maximize your energy. there are different features in it.
And how they supposed to send me this, what they subscribe me to? Through email or through mail?
There may be some items that are available through mail, but you probably have to activate the features. I can recommend that you check your email address for January the 28th, which is when it shows that this was created. We don't manually send out the emails, but when it's created, from what customers have said, they receive some information to their email address. So you verified an email that it shows.
Rachel, but I'd like to get this money back because I never subscribed for anything. I don't subscribe for anything. I am retired. I don't have much income. I don't need any subscription. Only $20 for a year Time magazine. That's it.
Okay, for the $59.89 with the information that you've provided, I can refund $54.89. The $5 fee is supposed to be non-refundable.
I didn't understand
it. You mean that you can refund $54?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm sorry. It would be $55. Well, let me... This is evening in my math.
So you will refund $55.
Yes, ma'am. It would be everything except that $5. So I believe I had that right. Yeah, $54.89.
Well, that's okay.
I will get it back?
And how will it be? It come to us?
Yeah, electronically. It means it'll just go back to the card.
Okay, so you write down $55 should come back to your card, and how long will it take?
Yeah, it'll be $54.89. Please allow 3 to 5 business days for it to show reflected back.
Well, I'm really glad, you know, because especially when I heard now that it has something to do with meals and with losing weight and all that, we have no interest in that whatsoever. We're both very skinny.
And more than this, I would like to gain weight a little bit. I am skeleton.
So I'm really glad that we're going to be refunded. I don't know how this all happened. I never heard of you before. Neither did my husband. Anyway, thank you. So within 3 to 5 days, we should get back $54.89.
Oh, let's see. Okay, I'm looking at the system notes. I'm actually not able to process that. So that is an error on my part. I'm sorry.
Oh, so you cannot refund it?
No, ma'am. Based on the information that it shows in the system notes, because there was a verification process that was done, which means it was verified with the financial institution that this was a valid transaction, and they verified the charge.
I don't know how that can be, because it's obviously not a valid transaction. Neither one of us has anything to do with this company, had never chosen to be part of any kind of whatever that is. So how can you possibly charge us for this? I mean, it's really, really an illegitimate thing. We know nothing about this. We never heard of you before. All of a sudden, we have a bill. That's ridiculous. There's fraud involved here. Mm-hmm.
February the 27th at 12:18 a.m., the system notes states that there was verification process that was done for the charge. And we don't manually do that.
What's a verification process?
It means it was done with the financial institution or the card holder. Well, not the card holder, but the card issuing institution.
This is fraud, really. We're being ripped off. We never heard of you before.
Okay, well, on the recorded line, ma'am, that's what it shows here. We're a third-party call center. We don't process any of it, but that's what it shows in the system notes. And the most that we can do is to cancel the account because we didn't confirm the financial institution it shows was the one that confirmed or verified that it was a valid transaction.
What is this financial institution? You mean
we don't know. Well, you're telling us, but we have no idea. But there was a card that was provided on the webpage.
Maybe the Better Business Bureau should know about this. It's a scam. It's absolutely amazing. We never heard of you. We never ordered anything. We never participated in any kind of thing with you. And all of a sudden, we have a bill. And I think it's complete fraud.
Well, it might be, but that's what it shows in our system. No, so on our recorded line, if you verify information with us, then we have to tell you if it shows here. And with the information that it shows in the system notes, which we do not process, then we also have to inform you of that.
Well, you have to also know that it could be fraudulent. We didn't do it. You have to just understand that we are not responsible for this $59. We have nothing to do with this. I think
ma'am. It's not an accusation, ma'am. We have to follow, since we're not the billers, and we don't ship anything, then we're responsible for telling you for what it shows in the system. Do you mind holding?
No.
Okay, thank you so much.
Who's the biller?
I don't know yet.
Who is billing us?
This company, whatever you are holding in your
hand. She told that they are not biller.
She's customer service, honey.
So she's this organization. Advanced Daily Jokers Company, Arizona.
Okay, ma'am. What I can do is provide you with the courtesy on it. It means we can provide you with the refund of 50% on the charge.
50%. What? Instead of the $54.89, how much would that be then? That would be, what, $30?
Okay, let me just a moment to... And I'm trying to look into what. Excuse me for just a moment. When was that billed? All right, let me get my calculator here. All right, let's see. $59.89 was the charge. And
I'm not sure that I'm going to accept 50%. I don't know why I should be paying anything to you. Anything at all. I have nothing to do with you. I never heard of you before. I never entered any of your whatever it is that you're talking about. And neither did my husband. And we have no use for meal plans. I said, well, you owe me the whole $59.89. Because I don't participate in this.
Okay, it's been refunded, ma'am. On the recorded line, please allow 3 to 5 business days.
So what?
And I've gone through the process and explained the terms for the offer. Also, you verified with us on our line the information that it shows here. And please allow 3 to 5 business days for the $59.89 to show reflected back to your account.
Okay. So you're returning the whole $59.89 in 3 to 5 days, okay?
Please allow 3 to 5 business days for it to show reflected back to your account.
Yes, I will, and I will keep this bill here. If I don't get it, I will call the Better Business Bureau.
On the recorded line, I have to provide you with the refund confirmation. Please allow me.
Okay, confirmation. Yes.
Okay, that is R.
Yes.
920.
920.
457.
457.
555.
555. I'll repeat it. R. 920. 457. 555. Correct?
457. That is correct, ma'am. You'll see it reflected back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and we will. And he's going to get the money back on his card.
Whatever card has been billed, the money's returning back to that card.
Write down the name of the girl. She's Rachel.
Okay. Okay, Rachel.
Supervisor.
Okay.
Okay.
So we will be looking for it. Thank you.
You are welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Rachel.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.